AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money
2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. Big hand clap right there for you. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always, always listen live 24/7. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me today or our guest. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can always do that by emailing me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, or call 1-888-MY-SBC30, 1-888-MY-SBC30, Small Business Concierge 30. Welcome into the show, everybody. Welcome in. I just like that word, welcome in. I keep telling you guys this, the stores, when you walk in this holiday season and throughout the year, I like the words welcome in. I had someone said welcome into one of the stores I walked into a couple of months back. They weren't even looking at me, but I felt good about it anyway. So welcome into the show today. We're going to talk to you today and take you to school a little bit. I like school. I like learning. I'm a lifelong learner, always next levels to go to achieve things, to accomplish, and we have to be mindful and vigilant on what we're going to do to achieve those next levels. If you missed my last couple of shows, go out there and listen to them. I've been getting small businesses ready for 2024. You know, you don't want to get ready in 2024. You want to be ready in 2024. We've talked about reflecting what happened in 2023, projecting. What are your 2024 expectations? What are you working on? What are you preparing? What are you projecting? What do your numbers look like? You got to know what those things look like. Preparing, taking steps that create change, pruning, cutting off what can't go with you in 2024. So check those shows out and get ready for that next level. So we're going to talk a little bit today. I got a great guest. I'm so excited to have him on the show. I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. So he can just mess you up and crush it. I'm expecting for a crushing to happen today. And so we're going to talk a little bit about small businesses go through so much. There's all of these little intricacies. There's all these little nuances that they don't know about. And when they get into business, they get hit with things that they were not expecting. And so big business doesn't grow into big business without being a small business first. And so they're starting somewhere and they're trying to grow. And they're just trying to not necessarily be a big business, but sometimes you grow into a big business like Auntie Anne's Pretzels, who we've had on the show a few years back, and how she got her start in just making pretzels to help supplement income as her husband was counseling people in the neighborhood and all of that sort of stuff. So getting through the hard part, getting to your next level. I've got a story for you today. I was on my way to the gym this morning. I thought I'd step on the scale and see how I'm doing. I've made a commitment to myself to get to my next level. Business fitness is important. You know, I talk about our Small Business Fitness Center, but not just small business fitness in your business, but but business fitness within yourself, your body. You need fitness, you know, to carry what you are trying to carry into your next season. And so I thought I'd jump on the scale and see how things going, because I'm feeling good about how I'm doing at the gym. And I get up early to get to the gym and do a couple of hours there. And I got on the scale, and the scale was not, we were not on the same page. It just was not what I was looking for. I was a little shocked and disappointed, and I found myself in a hard part. A hard place. And you know, when you look at that, especially when you're a woman and you want to lose weight, and we've got all kinds of things going on, menopause and perimenopause, guys, you don't know nothing about that, but I'm telling you, it's a problem for women. And so I'm looking at the scale, and I had to think about how I was going to respond to that, how I was going to take it in, because this is serious for me. And when I bring the next coach on, who's going to crush it. We're gonna help you get through some hard parts. But I was thinking about the posturing, the hard part. When you hit a hard part, you get stuck. You can get stuck. You don't have to be stuck, but you can get stuck. You can feel fear. You can feel disappointment. You can feel like you want to go back to where you came from, or you just want to give up. But you have to make a decision. So I had to make a decision. This was really real for me this morning. I'm telling you, this was just hours ago. And I got online and I started doing a little research as to why would you gain a few pounds when you are crushing it at the gym. I'm crushing it at the gym, guys. I'm 58 years old. I'm crushing it. 58-year-old woman crushing it and looking pretty, not looking too bad. And so I learned some things about what could be happening with my body to get my frame of mind in the right frame of mind so I can keep doing what I started. So the first decision I made is that, well, we're not gonna stop. We're gonna keep doing what we're gonna do, and we're gonna figure out what's going on so I have a better understanding. So I got my research in, did what I needed to do, went to the gym and crushed it for a couple of hours with my husband, and made a decision today I will be doing two workouts a day so I can achieve the results that I want. Sometimes you just have to figure out how you can get past your hard part. So with that being said, and my little story that's really real and personal for me, I'm going to bring on my guest today who I got to, this guy came across my radar last year around this time, maybe a few months earlier, but through Tim Story, who has been on the show. They sent me an email and they were doing this event together. And I'm like, who is this guy? I don't even know who this guy is. How haven't I heard about this guy? And so I read the information and decided, let me check out and see what's going on here. And this guy is, and I can't understate it, is no kind of joke. He is the leading authority on activating the prey drive. Some of you might know who he is just because I said the leading authority on activating the prey drive in people and teaching people how to package and monetize their unique skills. Help me say hello and welcome onto the show, Coach Michael Bird. How are you, 10X speaker, author of more than 15 books? You're crushing it. What the heck? You know something about getting past the hard part.
Welcome. Well, I'm glad to be here with you, and thank you for that great introduction. And I do know a lot about getting through the hard part through 33 years of coaching people, and I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, I'm looking forward to having you. So we want to help some folks. We want to help some small businesses. We want to help some professionals. We want to get them to their next level. But so let's talk about some of the things that you've done, because just what you're doing, just the work that you do, the books that you are authoring are helping people get through hurdles and humps and hard places and hard parts. So you just released a new book, Flip the Switch, and I've got it right here at my, right here with me on air, and I'm looking forward to chewing on it over the holiday season. I've been reading some of your other books. And so what is up with Flip the Switch? Because I know it's about getting through hard stuff. You just know something about it. So tell us a little bit about that.
You know, after three decades of coaching people, what I really figured out that they struggled with was activating their drive on a consistent basis. I was consistently hearing they start with good intention, and then they fall off the wagon, and then they experience guilt. And this is a vicious human nature cycle that people have. And I thought, if I could teach people the psychology of activating their drive daily, what are the primary activators of their drive? How do you build persistence and intensity toward a goal? How do you pursue something, what I call a B goal? And I started playing around with the concept of prey drive, which is an instinct inside of a person. I trademarked those two words in humans, and I began to build out a motivational theory. There's about 20 motivational theories that are out there. They all basically say the same thing. We move toward things we want. What happens when we have everything we want? We become complacent. We become lazy. We stop pursuing. We lose our drive. And this is consistent no matter how much money people make or don't make. I mean, people can make a lot of money and lose their drive. They could have no money and lose their drive. So flip the switch is teaches people not just motivation, which means to move, or inspiration, which means to breathe life into. It teaches them activation, which is how to activate a deep, deep drive to pursue and to want a better life. And until that drive is activated, nothing happens.
Absolutely. That's so powerful right there in terms of the word activation. And the reality is, Coach, is that how do you activate it? And I would argue to say that people know that there is something going on in them that may not be working right, or might not be working right in their business, or it might be not be working right at the office. And there's something in you that nags at you and says, there is something there, and I don't know how to flip the switch. And some of them, they may not want to flip the switch because they're afraid to flip the switch and says, okay, I know the switch is there and I need to just get moving and just do it. And there's something that's blocking them from taking that next step or flipping that switch or activating what you call P-R-E-Y, prey drive. What would you tell them going into 2024 that to get them to activate today?
When you sit down and really map out where you are versus where you would like to go, I call that going from A to B. A is your current position in life, and everything you don't like about your current position, right? And everybody has something they don't like about their current position. B is an ideal state. B is, if I woke up tomorrow and life was as close to perfect as it could be, what would that look like? Now I need to pursue that. I need to create a target. I need a timeline. I need a goal to pursue. I need a championship to win. I need something that would reactivate my drive to get me excited. Now, ironically, you know, studies say as much as 87% of people live their entire lives to never find their purpose. Up to 7% of people go to jobs that they're not passionate about every day. There's a lot of disengagement
in
the world. And that is a big problem. So until you have a B goal that you're passionate, what happens is you stagnate, you become complacent, which is gradual settling to a place of mediocrity.
Okay. All right. We're gonna pause you right there, and we're gonna go to a commercial break. You guys got that B goal. Stay tuned in. More Coach Burt when we come back. We're gonna crush it. We're gonna keep moving you forward. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge.
Business on the Edge.
On AM 1220 KDOW.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I love the holiday season. I love Christmas. I'm just a lover of the season. Just beautiful. Celebrating for the right reasons. So we're back. Business on the Edge here. Margaret Jackson. If you are listening, wherever you're at on the planet, welcome into the show. iHeartRadio. KDOW. We're talking to Coach Michael Burt, who is a 10X speaker, author of more than 15 books, from high school coach to what I would call a phenomena. And he's here to help you go get from today, starting today, into the new year. And I'm a huge proponent of not waiting to 2024, that next year something happens at 11:59 and 12 a.m. on December 31st. And I would encourage you to start what you're going to start now rather than waiting into 2024. I'm going to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions in a little bit. So Coach Burt, let's keep pressing on this activation and prey drive and what it really takes for someone to change their belief system, their mindset, their choices and decisions to help them move forward. So I'm encouraging small businesses to reflect on what didn't work this year, what did work, and how they can carry that forward. And so as you share with our audience today and pull from any book, I just think you have done a phenomenal job on doing these small books that are easy reads for people. What kind of advice can you give these small businesses and professionals that is not a New Year's resolution?
Yep. When you're looking back at your year and you're doing an audit on the business, I like to look at really two questions. The first question is, what was highly profitable, what was highly enjoyable, and what was highly meaningful? So when I'm looking back at my business this year, I'm asking, okay, what was highly profitable? There's internal profit and there's external profit, which would be excess cash left over at the end of the month that could be reinvested. Then what was highly enjoyable? What was highly meaningful? And contrast that with what was least profitable, least enjoyable, least meaningful, right? Then you can get into, okay, how did we get to where we are today? What strategies did we use? How many customer acquisition strategies did we use? What was our number one strategy? What was our worst strategy? How many leads did it generate for the business? How do we, you know, when you start really breaking down the business, and then ask yourself, instead of going 1 to 2 times, you could 2 times the business by working harder, but you can't 5x the business by working harder. So when I do my goals, and let's just say I'm running a small business and it's doing 500,000 of revenue, instead of going 500,000 to a million, you should do the goals from 500,000 to 5 million. And that forces you to think in bigger structures. Let's just say you shoot for a bigger number and you don't get it, but you come up significantly higher than you did the year before. And a lot of people focus on incremental growth. How do I grow from, you know, 500,000 to 750? When they should be doing their goals, going, okay, how do I get to 5 million? Well, I need 3 more people and I need X number of leads and I need to be doing this. And that forces you to activate the drive, because now you got something bigger to pursue. And then you got to ask yourself, you know, what do I want to do? True self-improvement starts with self-awareness. What am I doing? What got me here? Where am I good? Where am I bad? Then I change a habit once I'm aware of the habit. And then over a period of time, I've got a new habit. And that is true self-improvement. And that's what you got to be asking yourself here at the end of the year as you go into next year.
So I'm gonna mess with you a little bit on this, because you know that's just radical, crazy thinking. 500K to 5 million, and so the average person or the even the SBDCs. So I work with the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers in Northern California. Got 5 contracts with them, working with them. NorCal SBDC, the regional. Regional over all of the SBDCs in Northern California, regional advisor for them. And this is radical thinking. This is radical challenge. Can I go from $500K to $5 million? I better have a plan. I better have something that I'm looking at and I'm putting together to go towards that type of trajectory. And so when you say something like this, I'm like, Coach Birch, you kind of sound like you're out of your mind. How do you get the average thinker to think past something that may seem impossible? And I like what you said about, you know, you may not reach that level, but you've had a significantly higher growth or higher margin in that. But at the base, we got to first get people to move from their comfort zone. So in that, how are you moving them from the comfort zone? Because this sounds good and pie in the sky, but we got to get them from their comfort zone. And how are you getting them? Got 2 minutes to talk about getting them out of their comfort zone. What is that? How do we do that? What are we doing? What are you prodding them with?
One of the things I like is I like a book that Price Pritchett wrote called U Squared. And Price Pritchett is a psychologist who gets into quantum thinking. Now, quantum thinking studies atoms and particles. And in quantum physics, atoms and particles jump with no apparent reasoning. They don't go from one to two. They don't go from two to three. And what it does is it opens up your brain. See, we're trained, you got to have one before you go to two. You can never go from one to ten. Right? I was a high school basketball coach. I made $25,000 a year. And, you know, now our goals in our small business is a minimum of $25,000 a day.
Right.
That's quantum thinking.
That's quantum thinking.
Possible if you just put the pieces of the business together like it should. Every business is designed before there is a business. A poorly designed business has to be redesigned at some point in the future. So we go there in the mind before we go there in the body.
Powerful right there. Boom, goes the dynamite. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDO, Debbie Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW. Have a holly jolly Christmas. We are talking about hard places, hard parts, and ways for you to get through that. I really want you to enter the new year with a different mindset, a growth mindset. I like the word passion. Passion is often misunderstood or misrepresented. Passion really means relentless endurance. And you remember when Mel Gibson came out with the Passion of the Christ, and passion really means in that relentless endurance to suffer for what you believe in, to achieve what you're believing in. And so when you're looking to get past hard parts or getting past that place that you don't think you can take that next step, getting connected with the right resources like a coach, Michael Bird, and getting connected to the right resources and books. I like reading. I like connecting and learning and developing to help get past hard parts. We all have hard parts, hard places. And so we're going to bring Coach Bird back here in this segment. And I've got a couple of more questions for him. This is a fast segment, so we're going to talk fast and you can listen fast if you like. Coach Bird, I've got a question for you. I've heard you say many, many times, everybody needs a coach or everyone needs a coach. And not everyone may agree with that concept or that thought. But for the sake of argument, let's just say we all on the planet agree. This is utopian agreement here. Silicon Valley, iHeartRadio listeners, we're all in agreement that we all need a coach. Having said that, not every coach is created equal. What would you say are the top three characteristics or qualities of a great coach that is not a 10X platform, but let's put most professionals and aspiring entrepreneurs and small businesses in that affordable range so they can get the support that they need? Because some of them are out of range that are absolutely fantastic. And I'll do book coaches. And over the years, I've done Miles Monroe, who is one of my beloved book coaches that I've enjoyed and watched his videos and that. But what are the top three characteristics or traits or qualities would you say would be a great coach for someone looking for a coach?
You know, there's 700,000 people in the United States that call themselves a coach. So finding the right coach is very important. I think first you need to look at the demonstrated capacity of the coach, meaning is the coach skilled at what they're telling you to do? You know, if I'm coaching business people, have I built a successful business? Do I understand the business? So I look at demonstrated capacity first. Number two, I look at their core values. I think you need to be in alignment with what you believe when you hire a coach. Are your core values in alignment? And number three, does the coach activate your drive to want to pursue a bigger future, right? There's a difference between information, let's just call that exposure, where a coach gives you information, but you never do anything with it. So I think the coach has got to be a person that gets you from mental creation into physical action. It's not just a transfer of knowledge, but there is a component of the coach that says, man, I want to go do this. I want to get better. This coach has activated my drive. So demonstrate a capacity, core values, and do they activate the drive? There's a lot of information. Information is readily available everywhere. I can get information online. I can watch videos. I can listen to podcasts. The purpose of a coach is like an athletic coach. They're there to activate the raw potential in the business, in the person, so they can get a result they could not get on their own. That is the purpose of a coach.
Absolutely. I've got to go to a commercial break. Did you guys get that? Crushing it. When we come back, we're going to keep on pushing this forward. AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. You know, this is one of my favorite parts of the show because it is all things small business. We're trying to help you. We're trying to help somebody out there. If you are an aspiring entrepreneur, you haven't taken that leap yet, this is the place for you. If you are, wherever you are in your journey, we are here to help you go to your next level and tell you a little bit about what's going on at the Small Business Concierge. And you can connect with our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We are preparing and getting things ready for you in the new year. We have inside our Small Business Fitness Portal, we are redesigning it and changing some things up. You can go in and see those changes if you are already a member and a subscriber. If not, you're going to want to get your subscription and get started now. Get started now. You do not have to wait till the new year. I promise you this, that I said I would talk a little bit about the New Year's resolution. Here's my New Year's resolutions, folks, is I do not have a New Year's resolution. I will not have a New Year's resolution. I am already committed to the things that I want to do in 2024, and New Year's resolutions do not necessarily work. And if you're planning to eat it up on Christmas and New Year's with all of the good food and everything, and then you're going to make your New Year's resolution to get into the gym, just start getting into the gym now and enjoy the holidays. And despite that, just go ahead and enjoy yourself. I'm going to enjoy myself, but I'm in the gym every day. I will not ever again. And I stopped doing New Year's resolutions last year, I think. It's kind of fun to do, but you know, it's not really taking you to where you want to go. We're going to be on the edge a little bit here. So New Year's resolution, just go ahead and get started with what you're going to do now. Don't wait. You can start getting fit now. You can start working on your business now. You can start thinking about, if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you can start thinking about your idea assessment and what that looks like now. Don't write a business plan. The business plan is not what it takes your business to its next level. It is assessing the idea assessment for you to think about whether or not it's even viable and feasible. And then we get you into that business model is where you really make money, where you actually become profitable. And if you can get past those asset tests, then we're going to take you to that financial model, and then we can start talking about a business plan. But if you're thinking about that, start doing it now. You can have time over the holiday season to get things to where you want them to be before the clock strikes midnight on December 31st. So go out to our website, check out our member plans, check out our platform, our small business platform. A lot of good stuff in there. We are breaking things out into different segments. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, there'll be a segment for you. If you are a startup, and that's usually we're thinking around 1 year to 3 years in business. If you're an existing business, we're going to have stuff for you to work on, because sometimes you just need to know where to get started. The Small Business Fitness Center, like I've said before, is just like if you got a membership to 24 Hour Fitness or Planet Fitness or LA Fitness, it works the exact same way. If you work it, it's going to work for you. If you get in there and get in the treadmill, it's going to work for you. If you drive by and go to Chick-fil-A, it's going to do the exact same thing and not work for you. So you have to get involved. You have to be committed to your next level. I can't care more about your business than you care about it. So you're going to have to invest and take it to the next level. So with that being said, I'm going to bring Coach Burke back, because he has some things that he wants to offer you, because you need, he says everybody needs a coach, and I think I probably agree with him on that point. So Coach Burke, you have a new program that you shared during our commercial break that you're really excited about. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. For many years, I've studied various intelligences. I was a championship women's basketball coach. A lot of people talk about IQ, and then in the 80s came EQ, which was emotional quotient. And our specialty is really what I'm calling competitive intelligence, which is the know-how of winning, the know-how to play offense in business, in life. It's the know-how to maneuver through a competitive environment. So we've developed a brand new program called Competitive Intelligence. It's a weekly program with me. The beautiful thing about it is it's only $97, and we get into business, life, mindset. There's competitive intelligence rules, but the outcome will be the ability to maneuver any economy, generate and self-generate leads in business, generate a lot more revenue for yourself personally and in your business. And actually, Kelly, if you have questions about this, you can email Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at CoachBurke.com, and she can answer your questions. And you can go straight to CoachBurke.com. Inquire more information about that. I'm actually doing a master class on this, Margaret, on the 28th of December at 2 p.m. where people can learn more about this. But the know-how of winning is what I've been doing for 33 years, guys. First as a championship coach, and now as a business coach to some of the best people in the world. And I've summed all of that up into a brand new program I'm really excited about called Competitive Intelligence.
I love it. I love it. Competitive intelligence. So you can get connected with Coach Burke at CoachBurke.com or email Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at CoachBurke.com and get more information. You want to stick your head in the door. Just stick your head in the door. You know, see whether or not he's the right coach for you. I think it's important to have the right people around you. And I think Coach Burke is certainly one of those right people around you. And so I'm going to talk. I have a couple more questions before we get out of this segment. And Coach Burke, you've done so many little small books, which is fantastic. And so one of your books that I started reading, and I scribbled it all up. I got all kinds of markings and underlinings and highlights. It's kind of how I read. I like just putting my hands on it. And you got this book called Single Digit Millionaire, High School Basketball Coach to Millionaire. And so can you highlight this for us? I was so fascinated with this book. I was just writing all through it. It was just really, really a easy read, quick read. It's only like 68 pages, 69 pages in here. A lot of good information. Easy read, folks, you know, double spaced in some of the areas. So tell us a little bit about Single Digit Millionaire.
So many people ask me one big question: how did you go from a high school basketball coach to this? And so I got the question so many times, I thought, you know, I'm going to write a little book on the exact process I took, which was find my primary skill, which was activating the drive in people, helping people package their intellectual property, getting teams to higher levels. And then I learned to market that skill, And then I learned to monetize that skill. And in that book, I basically teach people how to think about their skill as a marketable talent. See, what we're really selling is not a commodity. We're selling a skill. And each person has unique gifts, unique talents. Even when you build a business, you use those skills and talents to build a business. And so that book really is a step-by-step process, and it's one of my favorite books. It's actually one of my least marketed books, but it's actually one of my favorite books that I've ever written because it walks you step-by-step in exactly how to do it.
I would agree with that. This is a fantastic, it was a fantastic read. I enjoyed it. And by the way, just to tell you, I'm going to say this on air. My husband said he loved your wife's book, Living with a Monster. So I had to I had to kind of laugh at that. So he's had his own journey with me, messing around. And I thought, okay, Living with a Monster. So Coach Bert, I'm looking at, I'm here on your website here. And again, if you want to get connected with Coach Bert, please go out to CoachBert.com or connect with Kelly at CoachBert.com. We really want to make sure that we're helping folks, whether you're a small business owner or you're a professional and you're trying to climb that corporate ladder, you're trying to do something. You were born to do something. Remember I talked about you were born to be potent and potential. When from 0 to 8 years old, experts say that this is a potent time. This is a place where you're really developing. So you were born to be potent. You were born to be an influencer. And again, connecting with Coach Bert can be an added value in your ecosystem, your arsenal of getting the type of support you need. Sometimes you need to go to a next level coach. You need to go to a next level thinking, and he can help you get there. And so I'm looking here on some of the things that you know, these greats are saying about you, Tim Story, Grant Cardone, Bradley. And how do you, now going from this basketball coach for women, go ladies, did you ever see yourself having people like this say something fantastic about you? How does that resonate with you? And how do you carry that? How do you carry what you have now developed in your life with grace?
You know, I think it comes down to the skill. I every door that has been opened for me was opened through a key relationship. And that's why I say the key to the many is to the one. You know, whether it be with Tim Story, I walked up and met Tim Story. He didn't know me. I bought a ticket to a conference the very next year. I was speaking at 10X with him. It's where I met Tim Grover and Ed Mylett, and obviously Grant Cardone and Brad Lee, who I'm actually headed to his house tonight for our kids to play with each other. And it's like, it's so crazy because I grew up, you know, reading these people's books, studying their work, and now I've become friends with them, and I'm on tour with them. And it is possible for people, but what skilled people recognize is skill in other people. And if you are consistent and reliable and you bring unique value to the equation, these people are all looking for partnerships, just like you are. That's why I say you don't need more money, you need more people. And all of these key relationships have introduced me to some of the best people in the world. Obviously, it was Tim Story that introduced you and I together. And, you know, Tim Story introduced me to Sharon Lecter, that wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Kiyosaki, as I went to Tim Story's church one day. And he said, you got to meet Sharon Lecter. She's here. And we met. And then the next year, we were on tour together around the country, just us three. So we formed these great bonds. We all show up and deliver like professionals. But it is a great highlight of my life to be able to work with some of the best people in the world.
That's awesome. I've got to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up.
Information on the Small Business Concierge magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are at the bottom of our hour. We have had a great conversation with Coach Michael Burt, who is absolutely phenomenal, amazing. If you did not know him before today, you are welcome. We could bring him to you. Are welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. That's what we're giving you today. Remember, pain has purpose. Hard places have purpose. Don't fight your pain and your purpose. Don't fight the hard place and your purpose. There is a way out. Do not go it alone. You have resources and you have coaches like Coach Burt that can be a benefit to you, and getting the resources and information, and not just that. I like the word he used earlier, is activation. And so I've got like 1 minute. Coach Burt, give me 15 seconds and give something to the audience, whatever you'd like to tell them. Take about 15 seconds to do that.
Goldsmith said, what got you here won't get you there. And I think all of us are trying to get there. And I think as you step back and reflect, January means new beginning. It came from the Greek goddess Janus, who had two heads, one that looked back and one that looked forward to the future. So do some inventory, take some stock, and decide who can help you in 2024 get to where you're going.
All right. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and have a great 2024. Entering into it strong.